You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Develop your communication code. A quote from Phil Jackson in his book, 11 Rings, is, "To increase Tony Kukoc's level of mindfulness, I developed a special form of sign language to help us communicate with each other during games. If he strayed from the system, I'd give him a look and I expected him to give me a sign of acknowledgement." I think Phil Jackson understood his players probably better than most coaches in the game. He understood that communication was not just verbal, and thus he designed nonverbal language to communicate with his players. Most importantly, he created an agreed-upon standard of communication. We want players to respond appropriately to feedback from coaches and teammates. This is what we mean when we say be coachable. But how clear is this standard of receiving feedback in our program? And do we first take the time to learn how each player prefers to receive feedback? Getting players to play in the present moment, move past mistakes, and receive coaching or feedback from their teammates, it's no easy task. For some players, you know it can be more difficult than others. It's not just about them receiving feedback, it's about them getting them to lean in and give feedback. How often do we hesitate to give a player feedback because we aren't sure how they will handle it, or their previous response showed resistance? How many of our own players are afraid to give each other feedback because they fear their teammates' response, or they are worried about how a player interpreted a moment when they gave each other feedback in the past? Developing an agreed-upon standard and process of support in your program is absolutely critical. Start by asking players how they would like their teammates and coaches to give them feedback. Ask them for some visible and audible ways they can affirm and accept that feedback. Use their suggestions to craft a more uniform standard and process for accepting feedback. It could be a fist bump, it could be a code word, or it could be just a thumbs up. But you must first agree upon the standard and then work on implementing the standard during practices.